97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. And from SGU, otherwise known as Stargate Universe on Sci-Fi, Ming Na is on the phone. Ming, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Big Papa. How are you?
I am awesome. Where am I catching you this morning?
I'm in L.A. right now, actually.
Well, thank you very much for getting up early for us. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I know. I'm used to it. I'm a mom, so I get up these hours anyway.
That's the thing. How old are your kids?
I have a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Yeah, they don't know about sleeping in and having late nights, and they don't know about hangovers and things of that nature.
Oh, yeah, that's right, hangovers.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not inferring, I'm just drawing from my own experience, because, like, if I go out on a Friday and, you know, Saturday morning, they jump on me, and at 7:30, they don't care.
Oh, no. Especially Saturday morning, that's fun time for them.
Oh, absolutely.
They got daddy home.
Absolutely. So again, we're talking to Ming Na. It's Stargate Universe on Sci-Fi. What's the deal with the 1.5? Season 1.5.
You know, I'm new to all this, too. I mean, I've mostly done network shows where we actually have a whole season.
Yeah. Yeah, you were awesome. You were awesome in ER, by the way.
To mix it up a little bit, we have what's called Season 1,
right,
which is out on DVD right now and on Blu-ray. And then they take a pause, take a breather, and we get Season 1.5,
right,
which is a continuation of Season 1, only it's not.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's like
a new season, though, because we do have a cliffhanger from season one that we have to continue now,
right,
with season 1.5's opener this Friday on Sci-Fi.
Wonderful. And then at some point it's like a BlackBerry update. You know, you get like season 1.5, then after there'll be season 1.5.7. And then after that, you'll get, you know, season 1.5.7.2345. And all of a sudden, it's like 1.5 pi, and it just keeps going on forever.
Yeah. It's very sci-fi of them.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking to Ming Na. If you want to catch up with her online, it's ming-na.com, ming-na.com.
Oh, and hey, listen, I'm going to do something fun this time that I've never done with these radio interviews. I want to do a little contest.
You want to do a contest?
Yeah. So if, one of your listeners follow me on Twitter.
Okay.
And that's at M-I-N-G-N-A.
Yeah.
At Ming Na. That's my Twitter name.
All right.
Then I will choose among, if they mention Big Papa.
Right.
And that, you know, they're following me.
Yeah.
One of those listeners will win one of those new SGU Blu-ray DVDs from season one and a signed poster.
How cool is that?
From the SGU gang, yeah.
That is fantastic. So go to...
I'm excited to do this. I'll tell you who won. I'll Twitter you or something, or email you who
absolutely
won.
Absolutely. Again, go to ming-na.com. Follow her on Twitter. And say, hey, I heard you on Big Papa, and maybe you'll win. That's fantastic. That's very cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Can I tell
like
you?
Me too.
Me too. Can I tell you something? And this is going to sound really weird, but I hear your voice every weekend, every other weekend.
Yep.
And what I mean by that is,
I do understand. Very much.
I mean, people may or may not know you're the voice of Mulan in the Disney movie.
I am, yes.
And you've also...
I get that a lot. I feel like I'm at least a rock and roll star to 8-year-olds.
Yeah, well, here's. I mean, I see the movie every once in a while, but correct me if I'm wrong, didn't you do the voice for Kingdom Hearts 2?
Oh, yeah, I did that too.
Yeah, my son, my oldest son... is a Kingdom Hearts like fanatic. So every chance he gets, remember I told you they jump on me in the morning?
How old are your kids?
My oldest is about to turn 10.
Aww.
And my youngest is 7, and the 10-year-old is all about Kingdom Hearts. And so he plays Kingdom Hearts all the time. So when he comes and jumps on me, he's like, "Dad, can I play Kingdom Hearts?" And
that's so great.
So when I hear your voice,
I'd love to get them something from Mulan.
Oh my gosh, they would go absolutely
nuts. So later on, I'll get your address or info and your kids' names.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah, that would be great.
So when I say I hear your voice every other weekend, That is why. It's all about the Kingdom Hearts. Now, when you sign on to do you know, you were the character in Mulan and Mulan 2, and then with the Kingdom Hearts stuff. Do they lock you in? Like, do you get like anything? Like, I talked with the guy who does SpongeBob, and anything that's got the SpongeBob voice, he gets a cut of. Is that the same thing, or is it different with Disney?
Yeah, like that kind of stuff, you know, you get paid up front, and then with the movie, you do get what's my favorite word in the whole English vocabulary, residuals.
Yay! I mean, could you, I don't want to get too personal, but with Mulan being such a big movie and having Disney behind it, if you weren't in Hollywood and just lived in middle America, could you live off the residuals off Mulan and Mulan 2 and Kingdom Hearts?
No, I don't think so.
It'd be close?
Because as the residuals continue to come over time, they diminish.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they put it away.
I could live off of it for a little bit.
And then
I mean, I have a whole family, though. It's not just me anymore.
Right, and then they put it away
just
in the...
me, possibly.
Exactly. They put it away in the Disney vault for like a year and a half, and then you see nothing, and then all of a sudden it comes back, and then it bumps up again. I see.
That's right. Exactly. You know.
I know.
But going back to DVDs with Stargate Universe and all that, I think it's a little different.
You got more of a cut, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't keep track of. I'm always like surprised that I continue to work for this many years in this business because so much of that stuff just kind of goes over my head.
Well, that's
a
good thing.
I show up for work.
You show up, you do a good job, and all of a sudden you get these random checks here and there, and you ask your manager, "Hey, what's that from?" "Oh, that's the back end on the DVD sales." "Oh, okay, cool."
Oh, really? Oh, good. Yeah. I thought I just get to give them away for a contest.
Yeah. Ming-Na, Stargate Universe on Sci-Fi Season 1.5 coming up on Friday. Ming-Na.com. If you start to follow her on Twitter and you mention Big Papa, you could win some DVDs or Blu-rays. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. So,
one thing before you
know,
go.
Because I'm a New Yorker at heart, so Syracuse rock.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate that. I know you're tight on time. One thing we do with all you big-time celebrities, it's the Quick Six. It's six questions, 60 seconds.
Oh, dear God, it's so early for that. All right,
and
go ahead.
Lets everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
Oh, no.
All right, Ming-Na, if you weren't an actress, what would you be doing for a living?
Interior decorating.
Favorite toy as a child?
I only had one.
Okay.
Blue teddy bear.
What was its name?
I don't remember. Blue teddy bear. I don't know. It was in Chinese.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Star Wars.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Coffee.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
the eyes.
You are lying. Wow. Okay, and finally, what is Ming-Na, what is your favorite toy as an adult?
I see where this is going.
No,
I'm
laying it out there.
I guess my computer.
Okay, all right. See how easy that was? You're the one that made it dirty.
Phew.
You're the one that made it dirty. Don't even go. It's not my fault. It's your fault.
Yeah, I think it's your line of questioning, you know?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I am innocent. You were leading. Your questions were leading.
No way. It's Ming-Na, everybody. Ming-Na.com and Stargate Universe on Sci-Fi Season 1.5. Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it. I'm going to follow you on Twitter, okay?
Yeah, that's great. And really, it's a great start this Friday. The audience won't be disappointed. Really exciting episode.
Absolutely. Ming-Na, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM.